Om Agyanatimi Randhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Yeah, so I was saying that previously in society has changed so much. Not only has the way of life changed from traditional societies, from simple, it used to be simple living and high thinking, now it's high living and low thinking. The society has changed, the attitudes have completely changed, with the idea that now we know better. Previously people were barbarians, so Srila Prabhupada says that people have become atheists because they don't accept the laws of God, which are based on knowledge, actual knowledge. It might seem that it's better to not execute people who are murderers, because after all, what if they're not a murderer and you find out later? Then you can't reverse the decision. Although, of course, there may be in that case, you'd have to have you could say there should be pretty overwhelming evidence before you execute someone. But generally, it's anyway, without over in the modern justice systems, at least according to British law, unless there is, which is widespread throughout the world, British law, that one cannot be proclaimed guilty unless there's compelling evidence. If there's any loophole or there's any, even though it may be, it may seem that it's obvious that the person did it, but unless there's compelling evidence, the law is that you can't be sentenced. So, this idea, now we know better. Now we won't. Now we don't execute people. That's barbaric. In Canada, is there capital punishment? Don't know. None of you know. Canadians, you don't know? Well, it's not very. Even if it's there, it's not very common then, because it's. I would say it's probably not, because usually, if it is going on in a country, there's a debate about it. In some states in America, there's still capital punishment, and some states there's not, and the debate goes on. I don't know if it's still true. It probably is, but from what I heard in England, in Britain, capital punishment is forbidden, but it's still allowed for treason. But there have been no instances of capital punishment for, not in my lifetime, as far as I know. So, this is based on, although it might seem very good that we're becoming better and people were barbaric previously, it's based on ignorance of the laws of God, and therefore it's atheistic. Shastra means the law of God, which is meant for regulating human society for its uplift. Now, the fact is that if one is a murderer, he has to suffer very sinful reactions. But if he's executed by a pious king who follows the law of Shastra, the king may not personally execute him, but he sentences him to death, then the murderer becomes free from the sinful reactions. And he can even go to the heavenly planets. So he's freed from sinful reactions. Whereas if he's not killed, even if he's incarcerated in prison for 50 years or whatever after killing, then he has to suffer severe sinful reactions. So it's actually better for the murderer, and it's better for human society that the, well, of course, these are the kind of points that are argued, that capital punishment is a severe deterrent. Of course, it could be argued again that, well, if someone's already murdered someone, then to escape being caught, he can murder someone else, because it doesn't make any difference. If he's caught, then he has to be killed. So it may be said that it makes the murderer even more dangerous. So these are the various arguments back and forth. It's very expensive for the taxpayers to keep someone in prison all their life. Better to kill them and finish it off. These are various arguments. But ultimately, it's because the Shastra states that then one should follow what is given in Shastra. God knows better than us. That's the understanding. You may say, well, why is God so cruel? But again, it should be understood, this is not cruelty. What might seem to be cruel is not cruel. It's more cruel not to execute the murderer, because he will have to suffer more if he's not executed. So in this way, people think that they've got better ideas. Now we know better. But this is actually demoniac. In the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna summarizes that by saying, Tasmat Shastram Pramanam Te. Therefore, your evidence should be Shastra. Karya karyo vyavastito. One should act according to the direction of Shastra. And those who do not know or understand the direction of Shastra, they are referred to in that same chapter as pravritting cha nivritting cha janana vidura suraha. Those who do not know what is proper behavior, what is improper behavior, those who do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done, they are called demons. That is a symptom of the demons. And interestingly, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada also quotes from Manu Sanghita. He gives a whole paragraph explaining how Manu says that women should never be given independence. But Prabhupada said, because in the modern age people are becoming demons, then they don't follow this. And again, people think, well, this is better. Now we're better. Before, women were mistreated and exploited, but now it's better. We have, they're given freedom. But Srila Prabhupada, although there's nothing about that particular subject in the verse, but he gives it as an example of how demoniac people have made, they've changed the system given by Krishna, given by God for the uplift of human society. And again, it's very difficult for people raised in the modern age to understand all these things, because they have a completely different outlook on life. The Varnashram system is meant for gradually preparing people to become godly and liberated from this material world. Whereas the modern life is based on the misunderstanding that life is a product of matter. We're only here once. We're here to enjoy ourselves. Even so-called religious people think that the world is meant for us to enjoy, and therefore they have such gross and horrible misinterpretations that God made the animals, so we should eat them, because life is meant to enjoy it. So with this misunderstanding, which is actually demoniac, that we are the enjoyers and the controllers of this world, Ishvaro ham aham bhogi, people, they are in modern society, there's a sense of what is right and what is wrong, but it's the underlying premise is completely wrong. So then everything else comes out wrong. And what seems right according to them is, according to Krishna's understanding, according to the understanding of Shastra, wrong. And what is wrong according to Shastric understanding is according to the understanding of the demons, right. So they're what they think is good and proper and right and moral is exactly the opposite of what is actually good and right and proper and moral. Therefore, this seemingly alarming statement that people are becoming atheists and therefore they are stopping capital punishment. Whereas it might seem that, well, we're becoming more godly, we're becoming better by giving people, being more fair to people, giving more freedom to people. But although freedom is a principle which is considered almost sacred in modern society, that you have to give people freedom, but it's not at all a principle of Varnashram society. There's very little freedom, actually. If people hear this, they'll become frightened. But everyone is controlled by Shastra. One has to perform various activities according to Shastra. There's no... For someone who is in the higher caste, the Dvija, that means they've accepted Upanayanam, the Brahmin, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, for instance. There's so many rules they have to follow. They have to get up early in the morning. For a start, every day one has to rise early in the morning. There's so many rules that one has to follow according to his position in life. So, there are so many rules governing one's activity. You can't just go here and there and do whatever you like according to your whim, but everyone has to act considering the self, not so much as an individual, what I want to do, but one's responsibility to the whole family, community, and society. Understanding that one's activities, they affect others also. And therefore, there are many rules in society to govern one's life. And even in terms of personal, individual freedom, it's, just like that, Prabhupada would often quote that, nastriyang svatantra marhati, that is not fitting that women should be given independence. But practically, and even until recently, we saw that in Indian families, that no one has independence, that even a man may be married and 60 years old, but as long as his father's alive, he can't take any major decision without the permission of his father. Did you used to follow that in your family? That previously the system in India is that even if you're married and you have grandchildren, as long as your father's alive, you can't make any major decision without the permission of your father, right? So, and he can't make any major decision without the consent of the other elders of the village. If he wants to build a house or a temple or whatever, then he has to do that in consultation with others. Everything is, and others will have to give their blessings. They might not agree. Then he can't do it, that's all. So, although this may seem shocking, that capital punishment is being stopped because people are being atheists, it's controversial, but it should lead us to consider deeply. Why is Srila Prabhupada saying this? Is Srila Prabhupada some fanatic, bloodthirsty, dangerous religious type? Well, clearly not. We don't see that in Prabhupada's personality. He's very clearly a God-realized soul who gave his life for the benefit of others and wanted to benefit others. So if he states this, although it might seem to be out of character that he's recommending capital punishment, but he's doing so on the basis of Shastra because that is for other people's good. If a murderer is not hanged, that is to his detriment. And to that of the... That if a murderer is not hanged, to not hang him is sinful. and then more reaction accrues. So one has to understand the laws of God and from Shastra and not be influenced by modern ideas of right and wrong, which are all wrong, actually. They got it wrong because the basis is wrong. The very basis is wrong. The idea that we are here in this world to enjoy, that there's no absolute standard or knowledge. Man is the arbitrator of his own destiny. So many wrong ideas. So, Srila Prabhupada has given these books, and he's not tried to adjust it to modern society, but rather he states the actual facts which are required for everyone to understand and for the whole modern society to adopt. I mean, almost all of everything that Srila Prabhupada says about social issues is controversial and to modern people sounds horrible. Srila Prabhupada's against democracy, which people think, well, democracy is obviously it's the best system. But Srila Prabhupada says, no, there should be a king, pious king, who takes charge of the state and can protect the people. That's the first duty. Kshatriya means one who protects. But in modern society, even though people pay so much taxes, no one's safe. Inside their house, outside their house, no one's safe. The gangsters and criminals, the police can't control them. So what's the use of a society, a horrible society in which you live, but at no time can you be safe? You should, the personal safety, one's property safety, it should be that one can drop something valuable on the road, that if you drop it, that no one will take it or steal it. But in modern life, people are afraid, at least in some places. In Bombay, for instance, it's becoming, or anywhere in India, it's... Women used to wear jewelry. Men used to wear jewelry also. Jewelry means not just some plastic, but gold. But increasingly it's becoming unsafe to do so because people will grab their Mangal Sutra or their... In Bombay sometimes, it doesn't happen that often, but sometimes there are cases of men entering the women's compartment in the train and cutting off the earlobes of women to get the golden earrings. So horrible things, but the idea is that if someone's going to take the honor of being the head of a state, if he's going to take the tax money and maintain himself by that, the first duty is to protect the citizens. But in modern society, they take tax money and make slaughterhouses. The animals are also citizens, according to the word, is their praja. Those who are born in the state, they're all citizens. So, but the government has schemes to torture and slaughter those animals. And they make slaughterhouses in the forms of schools, which torture the children with all kinds of useless information, which is of no good to them whatsoever. And gives them a completely wrong outlook on life, so that their whole human life is spoiled. And what is right they think is wrong, and what is wrong they think is right. So Srila Prabhupada, he gave this understanding. It's a different understanding, but it's not barbaric. The modern society is barbaric for all their so-called, what is that, liberté, égalité, fraternité. They're simply performing all sinful activities because they have no knowledge of the actual purpose of life, no faith in the Shastra, which gives directions how to live in a manner that we can advance towards the actual goal of life. And therefore, for instance, they don't allow capital punishment. That is the example given here. So it's highly controversial, no doubt, but this movement is supposed to reform the whole society. And although people may not like to hear these things, we should tell them, we should inform them. We can't expect that people will very easily accept this, because from the very beginning of life, people are trained in the wrong way. But it's not the first thing. We're not going to go out on the street and have a campaign to restore capital punishment. In fact, to restore capital punishment without the proper understanding of how society should be formed, and without education of the citizens in these principles, then it is very dangerous, because if that will be misused if the leader of society is not trained according to Vaishnava principles, or at least according to dharmic principles, Vedic principles. And then it is very dangerous to have absolute power. It is very dangerous to have capital punishment, because that will be misused. So it's not something that, capital punishment is not something that's first on the agenda of the Krishna conscious movement. The first thing is to give spiritual education so that people can understand the proper principles of life. So, Hare Krishna, any questions? Yes, please.
I was thinking on when you said, people would say, what if they didn't do it? How to argue against this? I was thinking of how the soul is eternal.
What are you talking about? If they didn't do what?
If they didn't do it, you give capital punishment, and they didn't do it.
Oh, if a murderer is not hanged?
Right, and he didn't actually do the crime.
Well, then he's not a murderer. You mean if someone's accused of murder, but actually they're innocent, and he actually got hung? Well, as I said, even at the present time, there are, for all the, in America, I think there's like over 2 or 3 million people in prison or something, and very, very few get reprieved because of evidence that comes up later of them being actually innocent. And at least in British law, no one can be convicted unless there's compelling evidence against them. It happens several times a year that someone, it comes in the news, that it's pretty clear to everyone that someone has committed a serious crime, but on some technical loophole, or because there's some evidence missing, they have to acquit them. The judge has no choice but to acquit them. So even in the modern system, and in some countries, they are very careful not to convict people without compelling evidence. And very few people who are convicted, say for murder, or they have a life imprisonment or whatever, but very few have that, get a reprieve in midterm due to other evidence coming up. So it is rare. There is a possibility of someone being hanged who was innocent. It's not impossible, but we see even at the present time that it's rare that people are convicted of murder when they're not actually murderers. But on the other hand, if the murderers are not punished by capital punishment, then that's much more dangerous.
So my question is whether...
That's dangerous for the whole society, and that's dangerous, it's very bad for the murderer himself.
For that real person that it happens to, I was thinking that because the soul is eternal and it transmigrates to different bodies, would it be like rectified in the next life?
Would it be rectified in the next life? Well, it's a very complex question, because probably that would have happened to him because of he's for something he did previously anyway. But generally, like I say, that wouldn't happen, because generally it doesn't even happen in modern society that people are convicted of murder and then later they get a reprieve. It's very rare case.
As far as capital punishment in modern day time is concerned, is it considered sinful for the irresponsible, non-pious leaders to take the life of someone? Or is it
sinful for the irresponsible leaders of modern society to administer capital punishment? Well, pretty much everything they do is sinful, because they're simply running the society for their own material aggrandizement and benefit in various ways. But some things are better than others. Like in a state, for instance, it's difficult to think of anything good that they do. Well, we can take it at an individual level. If someone's a vegetarian, that is in general better than being a meat eater. So, if capital punishment is administered in a careful way, we can say that's, according to Shastric understanding, better than if it's not administered. But when the whole society is so distorted, it doesn't really make that much difference. I mean, this is a detail. Like I said, we're not going to go on a campaign to restore. It's not like the Hari. Srila Prabhupada founded the Krishna Conscious Movement with the aim of restoring capital punishment. But he's just pointing out a detail here of the holistic Vedic culture, which is strikingly different to that of the modern demoniac culture. So really it all needs to be set up as a whole unit. Yeah, anything else?
Someone killed by someone, so that is impious or present purpose?
That's what?
One killed by someone.
If someone is killed by someone else, that's not necessarily murder. A soldier who kills someone in war, that's not considered murder. Under whose instruction can we kill someone? Well, the soldier in war, he has to kill. Under the instruction of his leaders, he can do. Of course, that doesn't help again if the government that he's fighting for is a demoniac government who's sending the troops to conquer another country or to invade it for reasons which are not acceptable according to dharma. So the whole modern society is so much on wrong principles that even anything good they try to do is scarred by so many bad things they do. Just like the example, if someone's a vegetarian, okay, well, that's better than being a meat eater. But still, without knowing the actual purpose of life, even that's sinful, actually. To be a vegetarian and not offer food to Krishna, that's also sinful. Although it's not as grossly sinful as wantonly eating meat, slaughterhouse meat. Even Srila Prabhupada several times said that that the meat eaters, at least if they stop eating the cow, it would be so much better. That would greatly decrease their sinful reactions. So, what was the question? Who can kill? Are you authorized? The modern wars, you see, that you, according to Shastra, a Kshatriya should fight in a battle for the sake of Dharma. But modern wars are just demons against demons, that's all. So they don't get any pious benefit for fighting in the war. Although if they do so under orders that may not be as severe if they just go and kill someone wantonly. But it's all bad. All modern societies. All bad. All bad. Anyway, we should understand these principles because we're distributing these books and we're supposed to be following Srila Prabhupada. So, as all pretty much everything Prabhupada says about social affairs is quite different to that which is considered right and proper in modern society. Therefore, we should understand the principles. And I like this Bhagavad Gita we're distributing, and right there in Bhagavad Gita, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that giving independence to women is wrong. I mean, that really goes against the modern way of thinking. So we should understand the principle and explain that society, if it's organized for self-realization, then people have various roles to play within that according to the body and the psychology that goes with it. I mean, Prabhupada, he gave us a challenge in giving us these books to distribute, and he has such controversial statements in them. Therefore, we have to understand the teachings very well. Otherwise, what are you going to say to people? Yeah, anything else?
Maharaj, I think he was also asking that, is it his karma to be murdered?
Is it his karma to be murdered? Well, if we say that, then someone will go around killing others and say, well, it's your karma. But that won't be accepted. It's very complex. Karma no hi api, what is that? Karma no hi abodhavyam, abodhavyam cha akarmana, vikarmana, akarmanas cha abodhavyam, gahana karma no gatihi. What? Krishna says, what is proper action, wrong action, inaction, even very learned people are bewildered in understanding this because it's extremely complex. So it might be that someone had to be murdered because of something wrong they'd done previously. But that doesn't mean that the person who murders him is exempt from punishment for doing so. Or it may be that someone's initiating a fresh round of sinful activities. It's very complex because at every moment we are producing new karmic reactions with everything we do, and that mixes and compounds with the millions and trillions and zillions of karmic reactions that have gone on previous that are already in force. So it's extremely complex. Yeah.
You mentioned about schools and the wrong teachings that they're teaching in school. My question is, a lot of people seem to have been, they shied away from like the rules of the school. Is that something you think that more people should start trying to?
Gurukul, yeah, we should have Gurukuls, for sure. Yeah.
Because all the bad things happen, people just send their kids to regular schools.
Yeah, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. That saying is that if there are problems in the Gurukul in the past, that doesn't mean that the solution is to have no Gurukuls in the present or future.